This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. 10 American citizens and permanent residents are coming home after being imprisoned in Venezuela. BBC's Will Grant reports it's part of a swap of Venezuelan migrants the U.S. sent to El Salvador.
252 Venezuelans have been held at the SECOP maximum security prison since they were deported to El Salvador in March. Removed from the United States under a little-used 18th century law, the 1798 Alien Enemies Act, the men always maintained they were not members of the Venezuelan Tren de Aragua gang, as was claimed by the Trump administration.
President Trump's relationship with the late convicted pedophile Jeffrey Epstein is under scrutiny. We begin with CBS's Erica Brown and files related to Epstein's federal sex trafficking charges.
President Trump ordered Attorney General Pam Bondi to release pertinent grand jury records. And by Friday, the Justice Department filed a motion in Manhattan federal court to unseal the documents. The motion comes a day after a Wall Street Journal report alleged the president wrote a birthday note to Epstein in 2003 that included a hand-drawn sketch appearing to show an outline of a nude woman. The journal reports the letter ends saying, "Happy birthday, and may every day be another wonderful secret."
Trump is suing the journal for libel. The newspaper publisher says it stands by the reporting. Los Angeles County Sheriff Robert Luna describes the explosion that killed three deputies at a training facility as the deadliest day for the department since 1857. CBS Los Angeles reporter Jasmine Veal.
Sheriff deputies say this highlights the dangers of the job, even with years of extensive training.
Today puts a face to how dangerous these men and women, their job actually is on a daily basis, and how something can go tragically wrong at any moment.
CBS New York's Christine Johnson tells us a man is dead after a horrific accident at a medical facility.
Police say the 61-year-old man entered the room without authorization Wednesday at Nassau Open MRI while a scan was in progress. He was sucked into the MRI machine by magnetic force because he was wearing a metallic necklace. The man was taken to the hospital in critical condition.
He died Thursday. 24 million Americans signed up for affordable health care coverage may have trouble coping with price hikes and other changes following passage of the Republican budget bill. CBS's Dr. John LaPook is speaking to experts.
There are a lot of people that rely on the marketplaces to get coverage on their own, and this significantly shreds that safety net.
Joanne Volk is the co-director at the Center on Health Insurance Reforms at Georgetown University in Washington, D.C.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
William is one of millions of Americans who uses GoodRx to save on the cost of their prescriptions.
My oldest daughter, Camilla, 2 days old, she had to have open heart surgery. All of a sudden, she's on five different medications. It adds up at the end of the month. Me and the pharmacist got so tight. She said GoodRx saved you a lot of money. Saving that extra $200 to $300 a month, we're able to do all these extra activities. So it puts less stress on our household, and it puts less stress on our pockets.
Download the free app or visit GoodRx.com and start saving today. GoodRx user compensated for their time. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Hey, that's the spirit. Right now, we're celebrating free with a free STP oil filter when you buy 5 quarts of oil and free Duralast brake pads when you buy 2 rotors. Like always, free battery testing, charging, and recycling at every store. Celebrate free at AutoZone, now through July 28th.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
The cost of baby gear is going up, as we hear from CBS's Stephen Kaufman.
Thousands of baby products have been going up in price lately. Consumer Reports says it's happening because most car seats, strollers, and cribs are manufactured in China, which is facing an August 1st tariff deadline. One example.
Price of a car seat. We saw a jump recently by $10 in price this month. That may not seem like a huge jump, but when you're a new parent and you need a lot of baby gear, every dollar counts.
Consumer Reports' Jessica Waller says retailers may be passing along higher prices now in anticipation of what's to come.
The current stock they have may be tariff-free, but their future deliveries likely won't be. And so the retailers may average prices across the current and future stock, probably in an effort to avoid a bigger sticker shock for the consumer down the line.
Stephen Kaufman, CB. CBS News.
Peacock streaming service is hiking subscription rates by $3 to $10.99 a month or $16.99. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Clouds thicken tonight, showers and thunderstorms possible late. Warm and muggy, lows in the mid-60s. Mostly cloudy for tomorrow, a few showers and thunderstorms around. A high in the low 80s. A sun and cloud mix Sunday and a high in the mid-70s. It's 65 right now.
In the summertime, when the weather is high, you can stretch right up and see what you can find. If a daddy's rich, take her out for a meal. If a daddy's poor, just do what you feel. Speed along the lane, you can turn or return at 25. When the sun goes down, you can make it good and live by. When I thank people, when I dirty, when I mean, we love everybody, but we do as we please. When the weather's fine, we go fishing or go sailing in the sea. We're always happy, the life we're living, yeah, that's our philosophy. Sing along with us, dee 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 dee.
Radio Park to historic Horlick Field. Local news and timeless hits.
WRJN. Well, I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. Whoa!
days to come and take me away, but the press let the story leak. Now when the radical preach come and get me released, we's all on the cover of Newsweek. And I'm on my way, I don't know where I'm going, I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
Of sights to rest my eyes in shades of green, under dreaming spires to Ichiku Park, that's where I've been.
What did you do there?
I got high.
What did you feel there?
Well, I cried.
But why the tears there?
Tell you why. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful.
I feel inclined to blow my mind. Get off me, the ducks with a bun. They all come out to groove about. Be nice and have fun and listen.
tell you what I'll do.
What will you do?
I'd like to go there now with you. You can miss out school.
Won't that be?
Why go to learn the words of who?
What will you do there?
We'll get high.
What will we touch there?
We'll touch the sky.
That's why the tea is there.
I'll tell you why.
It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful.
I feel inclined to blow my mind. Get on our feet, the dogs with a bum. They all come out to groove about the mice and her father the same.
It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. Ha! It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Children behave, that's what they say when we're together. And watch how you play, they don't understand.
Let's go.
down. They say, Brandy, fetch another round. She serves them whiskey and wine. They say, Brandy, you're a fine girl. Silent town and loves a man who's not around. She still can hear him say, she hears him say, Brandy.
Years you found WRJN right where we've always been at 1400 AM, and now you can also pull us in on FM at 99.9 in Racine and 98.1 in Kenosha, along with the Civic Media app anywhere you travel. Yep, the timeless hits were made famous on the AM dial, but that clear FM stereo ain't bad either. Local news and timeless hits now on WRJN AM and FM. WRJN.
She wore blue velvet, bluer than velvet was the night, softer than satin was the light from the stars. She wore blue. Sighs. Love was ours. Ours, love I held tightly, feeling the rapture grow like a flame burning brightly. But when she left, gone was the glow of blue velvet. But in my heart they'll always be precious and warm, a memory through the years. And I still can see blue in my
heart they'll always be. Precious and warm a memory through the years. And I still can see
this overcrowded land. How much much more we do from sin. Can't you stand?
You've painted up your lips and rolled and curled your tinted hair. Ruby, are you contemplating going out somewhere? The shadow on the wall tells me the sun is going down. Take your love to town. It wasn't me that started that old crazy Asian war, but I was proud to go and do my patriotic chore. And yes, it's true that I'm not the man I used to be. Still need some company. It's hard to love a man whose legs are bent and paralyzed. And the wants and the needs of a woman your age, Ruby, I realize. But it won't be long, I've heard them say, until I'm not around. Take your love to town. She's leaving now, 'cause I just heard the slamming of the door. The way I know I've heard it slam 100 times before. And if I could move, I'd get my gun and put her in the ground. Take your love to town. For God's sakes, turn around.
Sounds of lovers in love. You know what I mean. Town Radio, refreshed. WRJN.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Somewhere up a New York way, where the people are so gay, twisting the night away. Here they have a lot of fun, putting trouble on the run. Man, you find the old and young, twisting the night away. They're twisting, twisting. Everybody's feeling great. They're twisting, twisting. Twisting the night away. Here's a man in evening clothes. How he got here, I don't know. But man, you ought to see him go. Twisting the night away. He's dancing with the chicken slacks. She's moving up and back. Oh man, there ain't nothing like twisting the night away. They're twisting, twisting. Everybody's feeling great. They're twisting, twisting. They're twisting the night. Let's twist the line.
Lean out. Lean back.
Twisting the night away.
dancing with the older queen, who's dolled up in her diamond rings and twisting the night away. Man, you ought to see her go, twisting to the rock and roll. Here you find the young and old, twisting the night away. They're twisting, twisting, man. Everybody's feeling great. They're twisting, twisting, they're twisting the night.
News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Venezuelans deported by the Trump administration to a prison in El Salvador without charges were sent home Friday, swapped for some American citizens and permanent residents. CBS's Stacey Lynn reports.
10 Americans who were detained in Venezuela are now en route back to the U.S. According to senior administration officials, they were freed in exchange for El Salvador returning 252 Venezuelans who were deported from the U.S. to a notorious El Salvadorian prison earlier this year. As part of the deal,